So she already has entered fully into the life of our church. She's already been stranded by an ice storm in Bolton. And she also put in a full shift at the flea market yesterday, as well as starring in our fashion show. Leanne is a Wesleyan from Wisconsin. And I asked her what town in Wisconsin, and it's hard to pronounce. She can say it herself, but she said, just say Milwaukee. And so it is a small town near Milwaukee. She is a graduate of Indiana Wesleyan University, and the Wesleyans are kind of cousins of ours, you know. We are Methodists, and the word Wesleyan comes from John and Charles Wesley. And so she shares our Methodist roots here at Kingsway Lambton. She was ordained in 2014 and then graduated from Princeton Theological Seminary. She is married to Andrew, and she is currently a doctoral candidate, a student of Paul Wilson's at Emmanuel College, and it was through Paul's kind graces and high recommendation that Leanne has come a gift into our midst. And she truly is a gift to us, and we welcome her to our pulpit and to our ministry.
Tired. But we just pray that even this morning that you would speak to us, that we would hear from you. The burdens that weigh on our minds, we lift them to you, and we ask to hear from you this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. When I was first interviewing months ago, I started to hear murmurings about this flea market. I was intrigued and excited, I must admit, because I am an ardent thrift shopper. I've had very little luck, though, at Value Village, but I was told that at Kingsway Lambton Flea Market, you will have no problem. When I was given a tour of the church, many people gestured to the boxes stacked behind the curtains downstairs and the mounting pile in the gym. And I must confess, my intrigue was piqued further as I was told about the fashion show that would take place for Friday morning. And while everyone told me so much about it, I truly had no idea what I was in for. As a flea market newbie, I was completely stunned and blown away last Sunday, going downstairs when the cupboards were opened and things began to be unpacked. The tables were set and the boxes were stacked higher than my head, and I thought to myself, what? All of these boxes are going to be not only unpacked, but also sorted? We'll see. It will be an Eastertide miracle if that happens. But lo and behold, my faith became sight as throughout the week I watched things not only get unpacked, but also organized into their areas. I got to chat and work alongside of some of you throughout the week. And as the boxes were unpacked and the items got to their respective sections, many women, children, and one brave gentleman shared in the fashion show on Friday. And I'm proud to say that my outfit today is fully flea market and from the fashion show. So thank you, Kingsway Lambton, for helping every young pastor look not only professional, but also trendy. As I hurriedly walked from the subway to church yesterday morning, I still had no idea what the day would bring. But as I saw that there was a line already there by 7 a.m., I started to have a guess. Some of you have joked with me that between being stranded and snowed in an ice storm and flea market week, I have really started this new position with quite the rush. But I must say, I am so grateful for your warm welcome. And for these first few weeks, I commented to a friend yesterday, I truly feel a part of this community now. Now, I doubt for all of you that have been witnesses to flea market over the years, I doubt that you wondered if it would happen, if it could really come together. You knew that the fruit would come. You knew that not only finances would be raised for over 20 charities, but also that relationships would be forged again, and joy would be brought to so many in our community, near and far. But for many parts of our lives, we just don't have that kind of perspective. We're not always able to see that though the boxes are stacked high against us and the time crunch of a few days looms over us, we're not always sure that the fruit is coming. And our passage today talks a great deal about fruit. The phrase "to bear fruit" is repeated 6 times in these handful of verses. And we have here Jesus speaking to his disciples just before he will be betrayed and handed over to be crucified. He's just finished up talking with his disciples about how he's going to leave them, but will send the Holy Spirit to them to be with them. Wondering about the disciples and thinking how they might have been feeling after they listened to their teacher, leader, and Lord say that he's going to leave. Well, they were probably feeling a bit bereft. And then Jesus launches into these words about how he is the vine and God the Father is the vine grower, the gardener. And from the vine, we learn that there are branches that are attached and also some branches that have withered and fallen off. And Jesus says to his friends that he is about to leave. Abide in me, as I also abide in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, and you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me, you can do nothing. We see here that bearing fruit is not just something that the branches somehow will their power to do, that they are able to make happen through their own strength and ingenuity. No, the bearing fruit comes because the vine, Jesus, is true, and the gardener is good, and the branches have chosen to abide. Abide, it's a bit of a strange word, and we really don't hear it very often anymore. In this passage, it has a sense of God in us and us in God, just like the life of a plant is in the vine and the branches. There's a sense of rightness, of belongingness, of connection, of being at home right where you belong. To abide in God is to be deeply at home, to be connected to life in all of its seasons of fruitfulness and rest. In the image of the vine and the branches, we are the branches and Christ is the vine, and the branches must abide with the vine, because apart from the vine, there can be no fruit. And apart from the vine, there can be no life, no connection, no home. What I marveled at yesterday, and in hearing so many stories over the weeks about flea market, was the way that people from far-reaching cities, backgrounds, faiths, all across the GTA and beyond, how they all came together for flea market. So many had unique stories of the ways that flea market had become a source of connection, a place where they felt at home, a place where they came into a church and interacted with other Christians, where they got a taste of the vine. What a joy and a miracle that in a time when people are lonelier than ever, and our society is more fractured than ever, that Kingsway Lambton, Christ is the vine here, and you were and are the branches, and the fruits of the flea market are God's amazing work of grace, God's work of abundance in and through you. Hear these stories that Nora Cutcliffe so graciously shared with me as stories of God's mighty acts that God does through God's people, the fruits of your life spent in and with Christ. From one couple who are in the books, the wife says, We've come down from Welland, and we were up at about 5:30 a.m. this morning. We're not going to any other sales today. This one is the best. You've got good quality, a wide variety, and there's the charity aspect too. You are well organized with happy people, but oh, the poor things. And it's just good fun. Her husband chimes in, "We'll be here till the day I die." From another lady in books, she says, "My first impression is very good. You can get a lot of help with the books. For example, they say to me, 'Let me take those books and hold them for you.' That makes a big difference. Everyone is very hospitable, I want to add. Some other sales are quite disorganized, but not here." Another woman says, "Well, I poke around in the books because my husband gave me strict marching orders to bring home only books today. But I'm actually looking at furniture and a few vintage things for my daughter. I think this is a great event to bring the community in from the outside, and you all put in so much work." Another lady says, "You're so well organized, and I love the lemon water. Thank you. I appreciate everything you all do. I especially love the accordion guy, since it makes the day into a special occasion and very lighthearted. Now that's an extra you don't have to do, but you do it." Another woman says, "I like the community aspect and that everyone gets to know one another. It's a beautiful feeling. That's the first and most important thing. Of course, we all have garage sales, but this one's different." Another woman in Funky Fleas said, "I put your sale into my calendar every spring. I buy things to give to people in Vietnam as donations. When my husband and I travel to Vietnam, we only need one bag for both of us, but we can check two bags each. So we take three bags full of things for others. When the people in Vietnam open up the bags with us, they cry." Another man uttered this one word, "Unbelievable." He said that in context of trailing after his wife with bags and bags of books. But I think it sums up really well. Unbelievable. Unbelievable that God would do such amazing works in and through us. Unbelievable that God would use us to witness to Christ's love for the world. Unbelievable what a harvest God has wrought through tending us, the branches of his vine. That we live where we are meant to live as part of the vine, and God brings the fruit. Our passage today ends with these words, "This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples." Friends, as we all head home to take naps or rest in our variety of ways and be restored, remember this: true rest and true home comes from remaining in the vine, remaining close to Christ while we are tended by our gardener. Christ is the vine and we are the branches. Apart from God, we can do nothing. So remain in Christ, as Christ is also in us, and we will bear much fruit to God's glory. Let us pray. Gracious God, we know and believe that every good gift comes from you, and we give you thanks. In our tiredness, we pray that you would be again a source of life and renewal. Abide in us, Holy Spirit, bring us rest and peace, and may your Holy Spirit bless the fruits that you have grown in and through us to all the places they may go and to all the lives that they will touch. Amen.
Let us continue in prayer together. Our response pattern for our pastoral prayer is printed on the fourth page toward the bottom of your order of service. I'll say a series of short petitions, ending each with the phrase, "Risen Lord, you hear our prayer." And if you feel so moved, I welcome you to respond, and by your risen life, you answer.